pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome, everyone, to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for this Wednesday edition. It seems like this has been a long week already. It's absolutely beautiful. I don't want to be here. I want to be outside. I want to be here doing the show. I want to be outside doing the show. Should we go outside today?
Well, I think we should have a party today.
Let's do the show outside.
Can't we
should
do
have
the
thought
show
of that earlier.
Yeah, we can.
Actually, probably should have done it, you know, from one of the tee boxes at Meadowlark.
That would have been lovely.
That would be lovely. A lot going on, and we are pleased to have you along with us. We're going to talk with the head volleyball coach at UNK, Rick Squires, in just a couple of moments. He's going to lead off our show after a very nice win over South Dakota last night, plus career win number 300 at UNK. He's got all kinds of records and things on the wall and trophies on the shelf and stuff like that. We're going to talk to him. Also, the number two team in the country in the NAIA rolls into Hastings College this week. And, of course, Coach Paul Merkowitz said Monday he thinks they're the best team in the country, and they have been at the top with Carroll College and a couple of other programs for a long, long time. Kayla DeBoer from Sioux Falls is going to join us in our next segment. And in our final segment today, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. It's Wednesday. That means our Huskerland Prep preview. Look where we're at so far. And there's a good set of games coming up this weekend. We'll talk with Bob about that. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, as always, the phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. That's A-N-D for those of you that go to UNO. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, a winning streak in the majors. We'll talk all about that. But right now, 11-1, they dropped that season opener in Hawaii, but by gosh, they are doing very, very good right now. They've won 11 straight volleyball games. They knock off South Dakota last night, handing them their first loss in 11 matches. And it is career win number 300 at UNK for head coach Rick Squires. He joins us this morning on the Doug and Danny Show. Morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
How's it going, man?
Going good.
The Lopers have won 11 in a row. And last night, a good, true test. You got some conference, a couple conference games underway, but able to get South Dakota to come to your place, and two out of the three sets, very, very competitive.
Well, no doubt. That was one of those matches that we weren't sure at the time whether it was going to be a good idea to schedule it, but the way it turned out after our trip out to Colorado, and we probably weren't tested like we thought we were going to be in those two matches, the USD match rolled around really with perfect timing because we knew they were going to be a good team, a veteran team, and you know, obviously they gave us a chance to play them here. They were looking for a few dates late because they had a coaching change, and so turned out to be really an excellent test for us, and one of those things where you really can't simulate that kind of pressure in practice as far as two of those games going down to the wire like that and us having to come from behind. So hopefully we gained a little confidence from it. It was great to get a win, but either way, we knew that was going to be a match that would make us a better team.
Coach, entering this season with so many question marks, did you fully expect to be playing this quality of volleyball this early in the season?
Well, I think optimistically we thought we had a chance to be pretty good. The question of Erica Burson certainly was one that we still have some uncertainty on, but we knew we still had some talented players coming back and some experienced players, and whether or not we could get maybe a player or two to step up, we weren't quite sure, and I think we're seeing, especially in the case maybe of a Chelsea Carson, somebody who has emerged here over the last couple of weeks as really a pretty big offensive force for us, and we weren't quite sure how good Shelby Workman was going to be as a freshman, and she's pretty much been the real deal for us. And so I think we're playing at a level that we hoped we could play at, but early in the season, or especially that trip to Hawaii, it didn't look like we were anywhere close to that level. So it's been a nice, a nice ride to this point to see us get better.
Lower volleyball coach Rick Squires joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, talk a little bit more about Chelsea Carson, because she really has emerged here in the last couple weeks. She had a career-high 16 kills against UNO, had a nice weekend, 14 kills last night in between. She's the Nebraska Division II Volleyball Player of the Week, just a sophomore out of Elkhorn.
Well, no question. That's been one of the pleasant surprises of the early season for us. And I think what happened was, we had her kind of battling it out with Kelsey Werner over on the left. And, Chelsea was one of those players that was showing signs of being very good over there, but just consistently maybe wasn't getting the amount of reps in a game situation where she could really relax and settle in and show us what she could do. Well, then Shannon Clausen had some shoulder trouble over on the right, and our next available option there was to move Kelsey Werner over where she's probably most comfortable anyway, and that kind of solidified Chelsea as the other outside, at least for now, since Erica is not back in the lineup. And I think when she knew she had a chance to play those 3, 4, 5 games in a row and we really didn't have anybody competing for that time with her, she was able to get some confidence and work through any other bugs she had in her game. And once she had a couple of good games and racked up some good numbers, I think her confidence just went through the roof, and I think right now she feels like she's going to get a kill every time she hits the ball. So that's really been a nice addition, and we're gaining confidence in her too. And I think it's going to be tough for anybody to knock her out of the rotation, that's for sure.
Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, joins us on this morning's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess as you look ahead, and if you're going to make a run at a trophy at the end of the season, and I'm not talking about an RMAC trophy because we got to give that to you right now. If you're going to make a run, what aspect of this volleyball team's game has got to drastically improve?
Well, it's
coaching.
Played us all year.
Obviously, it's coaching.
It's
obviously coaching.
We could bring in some guest coaches, maybe, but our blocking just has to get better. I mean, even last night, we only blocked 5 balls against a hard-hitting USD team that, really became somewhat predictable as the match wore on. I mean, they were going to set a lot of balls outside and use their middles behind the setter a little bit. So it's just something that we have yet to put up the kind of numbers that I think you need to post to be a national championship contender. And it's not that we're incapable. I think we've got the right kind of athletes on the floor. We are a little small in the setter position, and we don't expect Cola to get a bunch of blocks for us. But we do expect the rest of our players to get more touches at the net than they're getting right now. We've got to find a way to shut somebody down or at least put up a little more resistance at the net. We're putting so much pressure right now on our back row players to dig a ton of balls, and they're doing that with Kelly Wemhoff and Caitlin Heiserman, and we're digging a bunch of balls. But when you can block somebody, it really changes the complexion of the game. You have a chance to really score a bunch in a row. And so we just keep plugging away at it, and hopefully we'll get better.
Rick, one of those weekends where volleyball and football both gets to be home, so Loper fans will enjoy some time hitting both places. Shadron and Colorado Mines, and we kind of made a big deal out of Shadron at the beginning of the year because the NAI, number one team in the country, disbanded their sport at National American in South Dakota, and a lot of those kids went to Shadron. Well, they must be having trouble gelling. They're 2-9.
Well, what happened was they started off their first tournament, actually the first day of their first tournament. I guess one of their Brazilian transfers had 48 kills or something in 2 matches. So they looked like they were going to be the real deal. And I want to say it was the day before they came to our tournament where we did not play them. Their Brazilian gals came in and decided that they were not going to play volleyball anymore. So... of course, I was heartbroken to hear that, and they went back to Rapid City and enrolled in school at National American, where they will finish up their college education, and that really made a difference in Shadron's program. They've been kind of scrambling ever since, and We know they'll scrap and compete, but they just don't have anywhere near the firepower that they would have had with those young ladies, that's for sure.
Well, enough about them. Emotionally, you, and how are you getting through the whole process?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I've learned that you just have to roll with the punches, and that's one of those things where I have no control over it, and I feel for them, I tell you.
Oh, man, it's just too bad. Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach. Hey, before we let you get out of here, Coach, was over watching Northwest and Kearney High last night and just reminded me that recruiting season is always going on. Where are we sitting right now for the Lopers?
We have one commitment from a Nebraska product who we think is going to be a heck of a player for us. Unfortunately, we can't talk about who she is yet.
Exactly.
But we do have one commitment. We're hoping to get one or two more before signing date. We don't need quantity right now this year. We do only have one senior on the roster in Julie Minich, but we would certainly like to get two or three quality players. We got a good start, and we'll be out there in the high school gyms this week and beyond.
All right, well, do some extra special scouting for those stars, all right?
I'll do what I can.
All right, hey, Coach, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
As always, head volleyball coach at UNK, Rick Squires, 11-1. Oh, what was me? They lost that first match in Hawaii. Oh, no, and now here you go, 11-1.
Yeah, I think any time you get somebody to play, and it doesn't matter, any step into college, whether you're at Hastings College, whether you're at UNK, whether you're in Nebraska, you know, this Chelsea Carson comes into the game and now is one of their kind of their, I don't know if you call her a leader as far as an emotional and you know, talk it up cheerleader, but a leading player for the Lopers. And I think, you know what, we're going to talk to Lance Rowe later in the week. Anytime you get a kid that steps up, Doug, and gets a chance to compete, I think there's always doubt in these kids' mind. Hey, can I do it at this level? And until you're actually out there and the lights are on you and you're out and a part of that team, I think there's doubt in your mind. And that doubt quickly erased when you have success like these young kids are having.
And you mentioned it, Daddy. Lance Thorell will join us Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. It is a bye week for the Huskers. He, a redshirt freshman, seeing his first significant playing time Saturday against New Mexico State and just basically lit it up. And he's excited, and we're excited to talk to him on Friday. Tomorrow, a couple of area teams who had been riding out some losing streaks have started 2-0 and now Lexington 3-0. So we had Phil Truax on last week. They go out and win tomorrow. Nick Hodge from Loup City is going to join us. They're off to a 2-0 start after snapping their losing streak that was over 20 games. Also tomorrow, Dick Beechner joins us, the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame induction class coming up in Lincoln September the 28th. We'll be talking about that. Still to come on the show today, we'll talk with Bob Jensen for Wednesday's Huskerland Prep Preview. And when we come back, the head football coach at Sioux Falls University, the number two team in the country in the NAIA, Kellen DeBoer, will join us as they come to Hastings. That's next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking.
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
It can be a difficult time for a high-risk business during a period of volatile markets. It's our responsibility to assist those kinds of operations. I'm Ed Bose, President, First Bank and Trust, Cozad Clay Center in Eustis. A major function of First Bank and Trust business is agriculture, certainly a high-risk business. Our record in assisting producers dates back to a history of excellence over 125 years. How can First Bank and Trust help you? On the farm or on Main Street, we're here to help. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad Clay Center in Eustis.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
It's the once a year, all out blowout at Kearney Yamaha. You'll save up to $4,000 that's been slashed off prices of select models of Yamaha 08 motorcycles in stock. Low financing is available. Whether you want to travel in style on the powerful 1900cc Stratoliner with locking side bags and a detachable windshield, or you want to choose from the 9 classic Yamaha or custom V-Star models, Kearney Yamaha has the bike for you. But these incredible deals at Kearney Yamaha won't last long. It's the once a year, all out blowout. going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's power sports mall, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha.
In Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
Can you help? In front of the recent Gulf Coast hurricanes and the threat of more along the southeastern coast, the American Red Cross is in need of volunteers who can train immediately and possibly deploy immediately. New disaster volunteers will receive training in disaster response, including sheltering and feeding operations. Volunteers should have the ability to deploy for a minimum of 15 to 21 days. Can you help? For more information, call 308-234-2770. That's 234-2770.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, bye week for Big Red, but there are UNK and Hastings College games, and if you are looking to see one of the best teams in the country, in the NAIA, and one of the best teams in the central portion of the United States. They have proven it at the University of Sioux Falls, and they are coming in to battle Hastings College Saturday at 1 o'clock in a game you can hear on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. In his third year at Sioux Falls, the head coach, Kalen DeBoer, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good to be talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Well, good God, you guys are pretty good.
We're off to a good start again, and we just kind of take it game by game, and we try not to pat ourselves on the back too much. We just work to get better each week.
Coach, in your 3 years there, you're 38-3. Obviously, those three losses will not be tolerated there. How is the hot seat?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because it's getting to the point where I know last year we got into the playoffs, and I'm thinking about the first round and how bad it would be when we got matched up versus Northwest Oklahoma when we were looking at them. They were a pretty good team, and I just couldn't imagine what would happen if we would end up losing. And the pressure that's kind of on even to win that first-round playoff game and the second-round playoff game now, we've been fortunate enough to have some great players, and it's fun coaching them, and the expectations continue to be high each year.
Kalen, how early in your career did you decide you wanted to be a head coach? Because you haven't been a player, you had success as a player. Did that success just make you hungry for more titles, trophies, and whatnot?
Well, actually, I coached high school right out of college, and I really enjoyed that. I could see myself someday doing that again, not right now, but down the road, 15, 20 years or something like that. But I loved working with the high school kids, and the opportunity just presented itself to come back to USF to be the offensive coordinator. I really did not see myself as a head coach. I loved working with the offense. I saw all the things that a head coach has to deal with day in and day out, and from beginning of the season to through recruiting, and didn't really see that as something that I liked. But now that I'm in that position, I absolutely love it.
Kalen DeBoer, the head football coach at Sioux Falls. They're currently ranked second in the country in the NAIA. Coach Paul Merkowitz from Hastings saying earlier this week, as of course a conference foe would, that they're the best team in the country according to him, and they come in this Saturday. Coach, you mentioned being an offensive juggernaut up there, and you guys have no problem most of the time putting up a lot of points, but when it comes to going deep into the playoffs, the scores obviously get a lot closer, and the defense has also been very, very good for the Cougars. How much more difficult from a head coaching standpoint is it to have your hands on a little bit of both offense and defense?
Well, I work primarily with the offense, and I really give a lot of the defense and all of the defense and the responsibility to Chuck Morrell, who's been here actually longer than I have in that position. We played together. I trust he and his staff on the defensive side to do all the things that they need to do. And, you know, I kind of check in and understand what kind of game plan they're going about, you know. And, we've just been together so long that I just kind of turned it over to him, and I worry about making sure our offense is ready to go, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful relationship and thing that we have going on here.
Coach, what concerns do you have about the Hastings Broncos?
Well, I know every time we go there, it's a great atmosphere, and their guys are cranked up and ready to go, and, you know, it's a thing where you got to weather some early storms, as far as, you know, they're going to make some big plays. They love to, you know, take their shots downfield, and they're going to make some of those. They got some wonderful receivers to throw the ball to. And, you know, we got to weather some of those early storms and be in it for four quarters. And that's kind of what we preach to our guys because, like you said, you get into those games that, you know, the playoffs, that's exactly what it takes to win those games is four quarters of football.
Kalen, it seems like Sioux Falls is on such a different level than most of the teams in the conference. And I guess you can look at every conference, Division I, Division II, NAIA, and most of them are going to have two or three towards the top, and you know then there's your others. It doesn't matter how you look at it. The word is that Sioux Falls can maybe have a little bit better recruiting base because you guys are maybe the premier program in South Dakota, North Dakota when it comes to football. How advantageous is that for you to bring in the talent at least from that area where there's not a whole lot of competition for you from other schools?
Well, there's a lot of schools, you know, a lot of NAIA schools, and, you know, we have Augustana just four blocks away. There's, you know, you get up into Marshall, which is an hour away, Southwest State. There's a lot of schools, but I think that, you know, with our winning tradition, you know, guys want to be a part of that. We also have, I think, a wonderful city to recruit to, a wonderful campus. There's a lot of things I think that we use to our advantage. I think that the two schools, South Dakota State and USD, both going Division I the last couple of years and kind of declaring that, has opened up a few more doors for higher level talent than what we had had, you know, maybe 5 to 10, 15 years down the road or prior, just because they are kind of looking elsewhere for their big time athletes.
University of Sioux Falls head football coach Kalen DeBoer joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess it's kind of one thing to sneak up there and make a run through some playoffs, get hot at the right time. To do it over a sustained period of time, much, much more difficult. Just your thoughts, is that the way you guys kind of see it, and what keeps you on top, I guess?
Well, probably fear. fear, just, you know, we have been there. Our expectations are so high. You know, I got fans harping at me, you know, last week when we weren't converting on a 4th-and-1, we were up 35-0, you know. And so it's one of those things that it's a position we'd love to be in as far as at the top. You know, when we recruit our guys, we tell them you better love to be in a pressure situation. You should want to be in a position where the game's on the line. You're in a national semifinal game and nervous as heck, you know, and those are the things, the positions you want to be in. And hopefully, you know, I think those guys are attracted to being in that position, and that's where we're at now.
Kalen DeBoer, head football coach at Sioux Falls. They come into Hastings on Saturday. Coach, I don't think we've specifically talked yet about some of your outstanding weapons. You've got a couple of very nice young wide receivers. That's countered by a great senior running back. When folks come out to Lloyd Wilson Field this Saturday and see your team for the first time, what should impress them? What about what these kids have done so far this year, and if they keep the same things up, who should stand out on Saturday?
Well, you're talking about the weapons and the receivers. I know you're talking offense, but I think really the story of our team right now is our defense. Trevor Holloman is a safety that was an honorable mention All-American, and he just he impresses me every time I watch him. He's a junior, and our linebacking core, you're going to see number one and number three or two backers, Marlon Lobon and Demetrius Washington, that you know, are 240 pounds that can run extremely well. And, you know, we have a quick D-line, and So those are kind of some of the names on the defensive side. But on offense, we've been really pleased with the play of Lorenzo Brown. It's pretty much what we expected when we got him. You know, he's filling in the shoes of Chad Cavender. We've asked him not to do too much, but he's shown signs of wanting to go out there and make as many big plays as he can. And, you know, we continue to open up the playbook for him each and every week as we go through the season. We are missing, actually, John Ryan, our sophomore wide receiver. He's been out the first two games as well. And he is a starter for us, 6'3", 6'4", redshirt sophomore receiver, and kind of one of our top two targets. So we've been out without him, and, you know, the first two games we'll be without him the next two as well. Alex Anderson is really the guy that steps up and makes the big plays, and it seems like teams have focused on him a little bit more, and so other players have been able to step up and make more plays.
Coach Kalen DeBoer, head football coach at the University of Sioux Falls. Coach, I've had a chance to be up there in your beautiful city a couple of times, and I think I inadvertently left a few dollars in one of those video slot machines at the Gold Rush. Could you, you know, since you're coming down, could you see if you could pick up that 20 and bring it back? Well, when you come down,
I'm going to tell you on the air that I have no idea what you're talking about. those video machines you're talking about. As far as I know, it's the arcade that you.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
Hey, so. Coach, I'm going to tell you too. It's a hell of a lot more than 20 he left in that machine.
That is so not true.
Hey, some extended play, huh?
you know, it's dark and you don't know what's going on. Hey, Coach, great job with your football team up there, and have a safe trip down to Hastings, and good luck all season.
All right, thanks a lot.
Take care. Kalen DeBoer, head football coach at the University of Sioux Falls. The South Dakota people, little different, some different things up there, but it's a fun town.
38-3, career record in 3 years. He's entering his fourth season. 9-2 postseason mark. 9-2 postseason mark. Wins a national title in his first year there. Wins a national title in his first year at Sioux Falls. So, unbelievable program. They just... They're one of those teams that reloads every year, and Hastings knows that, and they're going to have to play their best football and probably hope to get some breaks.
Last year they had one close game in the regular season. That was Morningside, who's also nationally ranked in the top 10. That was a six-point game at Morningside. Daddy, what game last year was the first game that Sioux Falls scored less than 34 points in? Which week? The first game that they scored less than 34 points in.
Well, it must be down the road a little bit. 7.
13. The national semifinals. The national semifinals was the first game they scored less than 34 points in. Yikes.
Potent.
Run the ball, Broncos. Run the ball. Shorten the game and make as few mistakes as possible, because this is the best football team there is, and it's going to be a tough, tough, tough game. But, hey, take stock in those Ohio Bobcats. Anything's possible. We'll take a break. Be back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen's coming up in a little bit. Plus, we've got some other sports that we want to talk about, including the idiot that is Josh Howard, right after this.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
Progressive.com, an auto insurance utopia. Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian. Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, Mayfield, Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kenny Mayne here, out on a rock-hard patch of earth called Lot F, the stadium parking lot, home turf to Coleman and the true heroes of the game, the tailgaters, bonded together by one idea, play hard, grill hard. They know it's not a foam finger that makes you number one, it's the grill, the Coleman Road Trip Grill to be exact, 20,000 BTUs of powerful flame, push-button start yet lightweight and easy to take anywhere. Get your Coleman Road Trip Grill and make this piece of blacktop famous.
Fall is a great time of year to work in the yard, and you can do your lawn a world of good by giving it the nutrients it needs to stay healthy this winter. Hi, I'm Matt from Builders. Join me this Saturday at 11 for a lawn winterizing workshop with step-by-step instructions to give your lawn a head start next spring. Plus, you won't want to miss our fall cleanup sale on everything you need to give your yard a good cleaning before the snow flies. Come in this weekend and let us show you why we say Builders does lawn care best.
Builders does it best.
On the old frontier, trust meant survival. That same spirit is at home-owned Frontier Ford in Hastings, starting with their word of lowest prices guaranteed. Not every Ford dealership passes the stringent customer service training that earns it the coveted Blue Oval certification, but Frontier Ford has. From the no-pressure, expert sales staff to the technicians who treat your vehicle with the same care that a cowboy on the range might have paid to his prize horse. Sound like a deal? Head to Frontier Ford, North 281 Hastings, or on the web at SpadyAutos.com.
Sunday, it's NFL action from Music City as Jeff Fisher's Tennessee Titans play host to the Houston Texans in an AFC South matchup. This is Mark Champion of Westwood One. Join Mark Malone and me for the call from LP Field in Nashville as the Titans try for the lead in the division. And the Texans hope to prove they're in tune for a run of their own. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Texans Titans followed by Saints Broncos and Cowboys Packers Sunday on ESPN Radio.
We'll see mostly sunny skies develop across the area today as temperatures climb up in the mid-80s for highs. Winds will stay to the south from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and a light south wind with lows at 52. Highs reach 83 on Thursday. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Ted Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go there. Hi-ho, Daddy-O and Douglas. This is from Ken. He says, I'm wondering if Big Daddy will have the guts to pick the Irish over Michigan State this weekend. My friends at Irish Eyes tell me that Trevor Robinson played three quarters of the game last Saturday. Coaching staff is real high on him.
Did not realize that. Congratulations. Of course, Elkhorn, Trevor. Right? Yeah, Elkhorn. Yeah, little antler. But kind of a big little antler.
Yeah. We'll have to talk to Chelsea Carson about him. Over the years, Frank Beamer has been one of the luckiest coaches in football. The breaks have always seemed to come his way up until East Carolina. Let's hope his luck has finally run out and the Huskers get some of those breaks. And finally, Ken says, hope you both are feeling real smug about your Cowboys. The thump will be much louder when they fall. 12 years without a playoff game win, I believe. Yeah, well, hey. Yeah.
96.
Tomorrow, Doug and Daddy's NFL Power Rankings. I think you'll be pleasantly pleased with mine, Daddy. And the accuracy of which I start the year and maintain.
You've already got them done.
Yes, I do.
You're a little classic overachiever sitting next to me.
I'm some classic something, I'll tell you that. Ryder Cup begins Friday.
Oh,
are you interested? I am very interested. I love Ryder Cup. I love it. I like watching golf. I like watching golf. Okay, let's start there.
I loved it 3 or 4 years ago when we actually had a chance on the great comeback. Yeah, but
well, how great is it going to be when we win this year with a bunch of no names?
Or is it going to be over on Friday night?
No, here's the deal, Daddy. It's golf. How come we don't have, outside of Tiger, the same winner every week on the tour? It's because anybody can do anything at any time, any week.
Why are they so much better than we are at this event?
Lately.
They care more. But they've had
They care more.
They've had
Especially on home soil.
You think we have no names? They've got no names as well. It's not marquee people that you hear of all the time doing things in the Ryder Cup for the Europeans.
Really?
Let's see. Padraig Harrington's won 2 majors this year.
Sergio?
Yeah, Sergio's not bad. Well, what are you talking about?
Pull up the list. There's people on there that you will not recognize. And that will beat Phil Mickelson.
Gosh, you know what we should have?
Seven and six.
We should have NASCAR drivers or Craftsman Truck Series driver or Ryder Cup member. See how you do.
That would be fun.
I'd almost guarantee I'd hit every one of them.
I guess, you're excited because you have the belief and that maybe this is the year for the Americans. But then it comes Saturday when it's not even close, and you're like, this sucks again. And we got to wait 2 whole years to beat them again, to beat them for the first time in how long?
Well, and I think also having to do the President's Cup now, that newly invented thing, that takes a little bit off, too. You know, some guys are going to have a lot of fun with this, and that's why if Rocco Mediate and Woody Austin and some of those guys would be on this team, I think there'd be a little bit more drive from those guys. And we don't know the drive from some of the guys. I mean, Kenny Perry, that's all he wanted to do was qualify for the Ryder Cup to be played in his home state, and he's done it. So he's obviously going to be emotional and wanting to get after this. They've got a couple of Kentucky guys there. You've got, obviously, a lot of rookies, anywhere from Anthony Kim to the choose spitter. And, you know, what's going to be? Maybe they're so loose that it won't matter. Bubba and Phil, let's put them together.
Bubba Watson. Bubba, is that right? Who's on our team? Pull up our team.
I'm working on it right now.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. While you take this in a different direction, and we'll get back to the Ryder Cup in a second, Andre Jones, nothing.
Pre-trial diversion.
Football player that stole the big screen TV from Drew Young's place. $2,800 plasma TV, 50-incher. Well, you know, Jones' lawyer says Jones had no police record and that the TV had been recovered. Yeah, at a pawn shop. You think the money he got for it was recovered?
Yeah.
I got this at the bowl game.
Because they're giving big screen TVs to everybody. Yeah, that's hopefully he'll be blackballed from the Nebraska football team. That's just stupidity. Amazingly enough. Just glad they lucky enough to catch him.
Daddy, Bob Jensen coming up. But have you read this whole Josh Howard thing?
You know what? For the first time in a long time, I actually agreed with Coward when he said, I just don't know where I'm supposed to go with this. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. This is one of the most moronic things. And like Derek said, you're not an American because you're black? You're not a... Derek, before the show, you ran in the other room, and I asked Derek if he'd heard of it, and he just shook his head, and he goes, I just don't get it. And I said, I don't think anybody gets it.
And here, in case you missed it, Josh Howard, he was playing in a charity flag football game in July. He plays for the Dallas Mavericks, though, basketball. And a YouTube video, this was Allen Iverson's event, shows Howard, as the national anthem is being sung, saying, quote, again, you know, lip reading here, the Star Spangled Banner is going on. I don't celebrate this blank.
Beep.
I'm black. Howard also makes a hard-to-hear reference to Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said to the Dallas Morning News that the team dealt with Howard at the time of the incident. He added that the team has a plan in place to address the issue at training camp. Cuban said, that said, we will be going through some advanced communication skill sessions together this training camp. Okay. I have explained to him that cell phone cameras are not your friend and that you think you said what you said on camera is never what people will hear when it shows up on YouTube or TV. He's getting in some trouble. Howard admitted he is an occasional marijuana user.
Well, he said he loved
the Olympic team because it conflicted with his summer training camps. Arrested and charged with speeding, 94 to 55, careless and reckless driving earlier this year in North Carolina. T-H-U-G.
Yeah, that's his money will be gone shortly after he exits the NBA. There's no doubt.
And you know, I don't know how the NBA can take any direction or action against him. This wasn't during an NBA event. It was during the off season. But what a tool. What a tool. He's dumb. Obviously, he's dumb because he doesn't.
I'm an excellent driver.
He just doesn't know what's going on. Way to be you, Josh Howard. Anyway, back to the Ryder Cup. Did you get some info there for
us?
Yep,
we do. Okay. Right there's the American team.
Okay, Daddy. Just in case you don't know, Phil Mickelson, Stuart Sink, Kenny Perry, Jim Furyk. You okay so far?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, Anthony Kim.
Boy, what's he, 21?
Justin Leonard. Ben Curtis. And it wasn't Bubba Watson, it was Boo Weekly. Boo. Chad Campbell, J.B. Holmes, Hunter Mahan, and Steve Stricker.
Hunter Mahan. These are 12 best Americans out there.
Well, again, 8, and then a captain's pick, 4. So that's what you've got going there.
Ben Curtis, has he been heard from? He won the He won the British Open, but boy, it's been a long time since he's made much noise, has he not? Has it not?
Okay, here's your European team. And they only picked two that weren't already qualified. Only one of them, I guess, I don't know. Paul Casey, he's number one. I'll go in order. Sergio Garcia, Soren Hansen, Padraig Harrington, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Robert Carlsen, Graham McDowell, Ian Poulter, Justin Rose, Henrik Stenson, or Henrik, whichever, Lee Westwood, and then the guy I was not familiar with, Oliver Wilson.
Old Oliver. Oliver's the one.
You know most of those
guys. Yeah, I know. Right. About the fourth name down, I did not recognize.
Who, Padraig?
Soren Hansen.
Soren Hansen?
Yeah. Padraig Harrington. let's take a break.
Old Oliver. Oh, Oliver's going to take Phil to the woodshed. You just know it.
Before I go to break, I read this story this morning on Omaha.com with glee. It comes out of the Garing Courier. For many times, many, many times, we have some friends that are from Garing or Scotts Bluff, and I always say, I always call them Terrytowners, because Terrytown is that, well, if this was XM radio, I'd have a great reference here, but Terrytown's that town between Garing and Scotts Bluff that kind of puts them together. And today, the Garing Courier via Omaha.com, a merger of the cities of Garing, Scotts Bluff, and Terrytown is an idea the three mayors would like to learn more about. Mayor Susan Wiedemann, Randy Meininger, and Kent Greenwald, who is the mayor of Terrytown, were speaking today at the annual State of the Valley Forum, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. Wiedemann said the three cities are already sharing a number of services, such as sanitation, pathways, and other recreational venues. The legislation passed LB 1056 in March, which would allow the cities to merge by a vote of the citizens of each municipality.
That would be great.
Where three become one. That's what I say.
That would be great.
So then if they consolidate, would that consolidate schools and they'd move to Class A? That's the sporting edge to this story. Terrytown, moving on up, people. Bob Jensen joins us after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Hey, all you farmers out there, are you listening? I know a lot of you are still irrigating, but before you know it, it'll be time to hit the fields for harvest, and the last thing you want to worry about is your ATV breaking down. So get into Kearney Yamaha now. Let their service department guys make sure your ATV is working as hard as you'll be this fall. And be sure to check out the lineup of new 2009 Yamaha ATVs. There's no need to wait until after harvest with Kearney Yamaha's Buy Now, Pay Later program. Going on right now on all new Yamaha ATVs. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today before harvest. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and huge selection. Just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft. ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Mouth-watering, hot and juicy, freshly cut to perfection. T-bones, strips, and prime rib voted best in Grand Island. All at Texas T-Bone. For real men who think they can eat, there's the 4-pound challenge. If you can eat your meal in 75 minutes, it's free. Not only is Texas T-Bone the place for steaks, they put some great care into their burgers, chicken, and sandwiches. So bring the family to enjoy great food, great atmosphere, and steaks done right at Texas T-Bone Grand Island.
Steaks done right. Texas T-Bone.
You're tired of the pain, the nagging from the wife or the girlfriend to go see a doctor, their doctor. You know she's right, but you're not sure about where to go. Well, it's time to man up. Get rid of the pain. Stop the nagging that ails you. Call Choice Care Chiropractic. Armed with the latest knowledge and technology, they'll get to the root of the problem. Help it and stop the nagging. So call now, 308-398-1900. That's 398-1900, because you don't have time for the pain.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, except for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see mostly sunny skies develop across the area today as temperatures climb up in the mid-80s for highs. Winds will stay to the south from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and a light south wind with lows at 52. Highs reach 83 on Thursday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Bob Jensen going to join us from Huskerland Prep in just a moment for our Wednesday high school football preview. Out of the Doug and Danny Dent Popper inbox here, this comes from Jimmy P., who says, we would run the ball against Sioux Falls if we could. Teams are averaging negative 14.5 yards per game rushing versus Sioux Falls. Any other ideas? Thanks, JP. That's just through two games, and they beat Dana 70-0. Hastings, you're better than that. Let's go.
Horse laxative?
Oh,
it's a, I don't know. That might be a way. That's a lady in that car commercial goes, well, at least I didn't have to resort to choice B. What's choice B?
I need to go home. I got a small head. Don't forget, when it comes lunchtime, and that's what time it is, you want to head to the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. So many things going on with the Major League Baseball pennant race, college and NFL football, and they've got the package for all of those, the Ryder Cup. You can't just watch one TV, and you don't want to be turning your head back and forth, and your remote batteries go out. Well, go check it out on the brand new high definition 42-inch flat screens all over the place at the Chicken Coop. Set in one spot and watch them all. It's the best place to watch sports in town. Great food and drink specials every night and lunch specials every day. And don't forget Monday Night Football, $2 you call it. But don't forget whether it's pizza, whether it's wings, whether it's a sandwich, whether it's a salad, anything you would want. They've got steaks and pasta on the menus and fish as well. It's there for you. It's all good. Especially the chicken. It is the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Doug, I happen to pull out Week 4's rankings from Las Vegas sports consultants on the college side. Now, Colin Coward was talking earlier about the NFL side of things. Mentioned Nebraska, 31 last week. They have moved in at number 29. Right below them, 28, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech's at 28.
So there are seven teams in the Big 12 in that rankings.
We've got a lot to talk about tomorrow on the show with our NFL Power Rankings. Daddy's going to want to talk more about the poll. And, of course, his picks are coming up on Friday.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
It's better to have game than some other things. Bob Jensen joins us on the Doug and Danny Show. Morning, Bob.
Good morning, Douglas. Good morning, Daddy.
What do you know?
Well, I know that I, like you, am somewhat puzzled about the recruiting selection process there for our Ryder Cup team. It's like I was telling Dick, I'm pretty sure you could grab probably half dozen guys out of the Kearney Country Club and probably get as many points as we're going to.
I'm with you.
But, you know, they play some pretty decent golf at the Kearney Country Club. I don't mind telling you. But
I've seen some of it. You'd be amazed.
Well, I probably would be amazed. That's a nice way of putting it.
Robert, another Friday and weekend in the book. Things that stood out to you last week around the state of Nebraska.
Well, a couple things I saw for myself firsthand, standing there in the dripping rain. What a miserable night! But it was not as miserable for me as it was our friends in Fairbury, who absolutely got hammered by St. Cecilia. And I guess the thing that, nothing really was working in Fairbury's favor. The game just did not set up for them. And those conditions, you know, they want to throw the ball. They're splitting out four and five guys, wanting to, you know, throw the short passing game and kind of spread them out and whatnot. Well, they couldn't do it. And then on top of that, I don't know that Carl Tesmer's team ran a play more than 18 inches off of center the whole night. They just took and just went right up the field, right up the middle, and just physically overpowered Fairbury. It's certainly time to reassess maybe Fairbury's standing in the class. I mean, they've got a chance to come back and, frankly, play in some different conditions. Even that game could have been a little bit different, but St. Cecilia was just too physically strong for Fairbury. The other game that I of the ones that I went to, something that stuck out to me, Aurora and McCook. Boy, McCook's good. McCook's just, you know, they're just really good. And it's one of those things where it isn't one or two guys. It isn't three or four guys. It's not even a half a dozen guys. It's just a whole bunch of guys. Everybody that they run out there can play football. And, you know, we've talked about that senior class of theirs. It's deep. They've got, you know, they've got one athlete after another. They've clearly got a difference maker quarterback in Matt Berry. They're just, you know, Aurora had no answer for him. And Tyrone Sellers, who, you know, I've seen the kid play a couple times. You guys have seen him play. He's good. And he's got a lot of help on that McCook defense. McCook's legit. We'll see what happens. Right now, I just can't imagine that McCook will get beat. I guess that's where I'm at. We'll see what happens. If it happens, McCook and Beatrice would be one of the most exciting, interesting football games we could have in any class this year. It's a long ways down the road, but I'm already hoping it happens.
Well, Bob, one game we got a chance to see last week was Kearney Catholic, and the Shooting Star offense under the direction of Michael Klingensmith was spectacular.
Yeah, I caught some of you guys' broadcast, the usual sterling job, and yeah, speaking of, you know, Ravenna's a good football program, and Coach Hudson knows his stuff, but they just couldn't find a way to stop him. And Kearney Catholic, that's a good bunch. And we did a story on Klingensmith there at in our football preview, and I was just really impressed with his the way he does his business, the way he comports himself. He's just a real mature kid. You can tell that he's got a grip on things. And you know, you put a guy like that under center, you're going to be good. And he's obviously got some weapons to go with him. You throw for, what, 280? Is that what he went? That's a lot of yards in a high school football game.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We dive into this week, taking a look at the three big schools here in the Tri-Cities. The importance of Grand Island's win over Omaha Central A, what can that do for them? And then you've got two different games with Hastings and Kearney. Hastings and Seward both looking for their first win, and now Kearney trying to bounce back from their first regular season loss in a long time, and it's not going to be easy with Lincoln North Star. So all three teams have a little story going into this week.
Excuse me, true enough. Here's the deal. As far as Kearney goes, you know, this North Star game, it sets up for them. I just think Kearney's got a real chance to match up really good against North Star. North Star's had some, you know, they're undefeated. They're ranked in the top 10. Good ball team. I don't know that they've seen anything quite like Kearney, and Kearney's going to be hopping mad after what happened last week. You know, North Platte bust a couple big plays, and they get the win, and that's a great win for North Platte. And somebody better keep an eye on North Platte, because that's the kind of team with a little shot of confidence like that could be a real tough customer the rest of the way. I don't think you can overstate the importance of Grand Island's win over Omaha Central. Now, granted, Central's winless. Grand Island didn't look spectacular doing it, but maybe that's the reason that it matters the most. I don't know. They played well enough to win. They found a way to win against a championship program, and I think that's a real big deal for them. And then the other game that we talked about was which one?
Hastings-Hines-Seward.
Okay. Well, they both need a win. There's no doubt about that. The one thing about it, both those teams are relatively inexperienced. Now, we're three games into the season. That argument or that statement is starting to lose some of its shine because, you know, we're third away through the year. Seward's got some playmakers. Seward's got some playmakers, and they've played a pretty good, pretty stout schedule so far. Hastings is going to have his hands full again.
Bob, I guess as you look towards the smaller classes this week, one game that stands out, and Doug and I will be there, Overton-Elwood, and it looks like just by the rankings, the gateway to the West goes through the winner of this game.
Well, one thing about it, it must be a big ball game if you and Douglas are going to be there. Okay, that alone makes it a big game. Yeah, it is a big game, and you know, easy to discount Elwood after losing all the big senior class last year. But they clearly can score points. They've got a lot of speed, and they're gonna make things pretty miserable for Overton. It is really unfortunate about the Hodgson kid's injury. That's going to keep him out the rest of the year, and that certainly makes Overton a different team. Jared Schaefer has really stepped to the plate, though. He's a good ball player. I don't know, on the road, I like Elwood's chances. We'll see what I know that Kevin Mahlberg will no doubt have whipped together some sort of unbelievable game plan. And unbelievable you can make to say anything you want.
Exactly. But there is some unbeaten teams. Pleasanton SEM, they're here on ESPN, Overton Elwood, Power 99. Loop City coach Nick Hodge joins us tomorrow. They're off to a good start. Lexington's 3-0. A big game in Class A, Millard West and Omaha Burke. Bob, before we let you get out of here, where do your travels take you?
Well, right now, it would appear that there's an outside chance I'm going to be at the Elwood Overton game.
Hello.
I know what you're saying, but I'd like to see that game. And you know, right down the road, Med Valley plays Bertrand, and I'd like to see Bertrand. I'd really like to see Medicine Valley. There's one of the really neat stories. And the other thing I got to say is, giant props to Loop City and Lexington. Shake off the losing streaks. String some wins together. Lexington's got a great chance to go 4-0 against York. And Loop City's going to compete well against Elm Creek. I'm going to be real curious to see how that ball game breaks down.
Bob, thanks so much. You're the best, as always.
Hey, yeah, you bet. And a quick shout-out, if I might, to my friend Mike at Pacific Pulmonary, who, let's face it, he delivered my nebulizer. That alone makes him, you know, a hero in my book. And the other thing is, he says he never misses your show, which just goes to show that Mike's a he's an underachiever at work as well. but at least he's faithful.
Bob, hope you're feeling better, and hope we get to see you Friday night.
Yeah, you know it, guys.
Take care. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, with our weekly Huskerland Prep preview on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we are out of time here on the show today, so we want to thank Bob Jensen for joining us. We also want to thank Kellen DeBoer, the head football coach at Sioux Falls, the number 2 team in the country coming into Hastings this weekend, and UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires for joining us. Tomorrow on the program, Dick Beechner right off the top to talk about the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame induction class. We'll talk with the head football coach at Loop City, Nick Hodge. We'll have our NFL power rankings. Daddy wants to look at the Las Vegas Consultant Top 30, and that is a little bit interesting as it'll go in with our power rankings. And don't forget, coming up on Friday's show, Lance Thorell coming out of Loomis. Huge game this last week for the Huskers, and he will join us among our guests on Friday.
Hey, have a great day. It's going to be beautiful outside. Get out and enjoy a game of golf or whatever it is you may do. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1416 Kearney, 1550. To our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.